This is the SML Bladecast. Ew.
Start. Here's my whole food.
I don't give a fuck.
What's up, everybody? I'm small.
I'm medium.
I'm large. Wait, what was your name again?
Medium. Remember?
No.
I'm the M in the SML.
What's the SML stand for? Don't we have a contest
super,
for that?
We have a contest for that. I think it's super
Superman
mega
love
lube.
I don't know. Superman lube.
Superman lube. There we go.
Superman.
So you're the man in our Superman lube.
So the big surprise this week, Bogue's back for this week.
Yes.
And also, it's the return of the Crunch Cast.
Crunch Cast.
We're back at the Bogue Cave.
Everybody's like.
Crunch it on crunchy.
Anybody
snacks.
Who remembers the last time we were at Boge's just went, oh, fuck. Yes. Turn the
oh, and, sorry.
And I'm Kmart medium or. Kmart larger, I don't know.
Youth large.
I'm Kmart.
Youth large.
Kmart medium.
But yeah, we actually have things to
Kyle
talk about.
Kyle said
this
that
week.
He will not be able to call because he has some things to do. So,
Kyle, if you're listening.
Suck.
Kyle, if you're listening, you suck.
Kyle, if you're listening, you suck.
Kyle, if you're listening.
Kyle.
You could have been the butt of one of our jokes.
Kyle.
Kyle, if you're listening.
Blade mode cannot call.
Your mom is a bitch.
Kyle, if you're listening.
Bitch.
So this week on the SML podcast, no longer the SML vaultcast.
You used to hold off saying vaultcast.
I did.
And it was funny because it was noticeable. There'd be times where you'd be like, this is the SML podcast.
But my buddy Norg, his little teaser at the beginning of the show.
Norg. From Cheers.
George Nowick.
Norg, isn't that like one of the sounds that Batman would make when he punched like a certain type of villain?
Well, it's his online name, George Nowick. He's the guy who does the This is the SML podcast.
Oh, okay.
This week, instead of This is the SML vaultcast, it's the SML podcast. Because our affiliation, as well as everybody that I know, their affiliation with the Gaming Vault is done because of some
politics.
Yeah, well, stuff. We'll go with politics.
We'll go with stuff.
Yeah, some things happen. We can't talk about it just yet, but
we'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Well, we'll probably talk about it next week.
Well, we'll see. But
it depends. We'll it depends because we have somebody that we answer to technically. And
either way, there is a childish, vindictive person out there who just. I wanted to be a bitch, pretty much.
He's a bitch. I don't know if we should talk about it too much. But
his name is.
His name is Crumbs all over the table. All I know is he is not named after an archangel.
Not at all.
I was waiting for someone to make that reference, and I'm like, it's not going to be me. It's like I'm not going to be that guy, and I'm so glad that you're that guy for me. I'm just going to give you like a high five across the table,
right over the microphone.
Yep. So
okay, but we are no longer on the Gaming Vault. I don't know what website we're going to be on because as of now, we don't have a name. We thought we had a name. Yes.
Right.
Correct. And Penis Envy was already taken, so.
Yeah. Our next website we were gonna.
So penisenvy.com might be hosting the show this week. I really don't know.
We gotta get that Fleshlight sponsorship.
Fleshlight.
I'm working on it.
Wait, trust that's me. It. That's who we get to sponsor the show.
Fleshlight sponsorship.
The Fleshlight podcast. No, so
is that going to be the first official prize entered into our SML?
I really, really hope so.
Prize package.
But seriously,
those are expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
So you seriously gotta start finding some stuff to like officially announce is in there.
Yeah, and you don't want to like get a used one off of eBay or something like that.
Oh no.
And I'm thinking episode 15 might be a better show to give the thing away because it's gonna take forever to get to 20.
I'm gonna go with 20 mainly just because it's gonna take that long for us to get multiple entries.
We have a couple entries.
For real?
We got a couple, nice. Yes.
Oh, shit, okay. So we're going to start with reader mail then?
Well, no, I figured since we talked about the website, and the fact that we no longer are able to get savecontinue.com because of some jackass out there.
Who will not win the fleshlight.
Yeah, you are not winning a fleshlight.
And you're a jackass.
Unless it's Bogue's used fleshlight.
I have two of them.
We'll make sure all of us use it before we send it out to you.
I got it first.
I figure what we can do...
Technically, since... I've already had it first.
Ooh.
Since we're recording this on Wednesday, and we're hoping the site will be up by Friday when you guys
are wanting to hear this.
So yeah, we're hoping
everyone's going to be like getting like
Jonesing
for it. Yeah.
Well, I figure by then we'll actually have a website picked. So in the meantime, we could ridicule the names that we've been kicking around.
Oh, like what's that really shitty one? Blade Mode or something?
Blade
like that?
Runner or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Kyle, one of his first ones he thought of was blademode.com, which he's like, oh man, it's awesome. It, you know, the more you think about it, the more it grows on you.
Bladeblows.com.
No,
the more I think about herpes, the more it grows on me too, but.
No, that's the more you itch it.
I see, I don't like Blade Mode because it doesn't, like. When I think Blade Mode, I think shitty Japanese anime. I don't think gaming.
I think of something out of the 80s that you don't want to deal with anymore.
Like Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
Yeah, but that's an awesome 80s thing. Blade Mode sounds like something you're glad was left in the 80s.
Sounds like
to turn my phone off, sorry.
It sounds like some kind of stupid Power Rangers bit.
Well, yeah.
Come form Blade Mode!
Come form Blade Mode.
Let's see. Since we couldn't get save continue, people suggested save or continue, save quit continue. I just don't think those flow as well as
enter passcode.
Enter passcode.com.
We could do a like press X to Jason.
What?
What? Really?
You play Heavy Rain?
Heavy Rain?
Oh God,
yeah. Jason.
Jason!
Let's see. Another one I don't dig. Matrixofleadership.com.
Whoever wrote that in, you're a faggot.
Careful. Those are the kind of words that got us in trouble with some guy.
Anyway. Marmaduke.
Yes. With the
Marmaduke.
With the Archangel Gabriel.
With Peter Gabriel.
I think that one was Kyle again. He's also, because Kyle's a metalhead.
Kyle, I ever said that. You're not a faggot.
Kyle also had this one, Hallowed Be Thy Game, which...
That's kind of cool.
The Maiden reference alone makes me hate it.
Why do you gotta be that guy?
I don't think it's
Why do you gotta be good? That guy?
That one's not bad.
They were saying that it might work better as a feature... Like a weekly or monthly feature.
No, I can see that.
I think it would work better as that. Like, I'm cool with that.
You see, I'm thinking that if we get to have a new beginning, if you will, if we get to really do something interesting with it, I think that this is an opportunity where we could take what we all learned from that other site.
What did you learn? I didn't learn anything.
I learned how to do a podcast, and I learned how to say faggot. No, I
we're going to get so many pissed off emails.
Only from the, you know, never mind.
No, I think that I'm not just saying me, because I was about to do my first review this week for the site, and now I'm like...
Which one, Monaco?
Yeah, I was going to do Monaco, which I just started playing like right before we came here.
Nice.
But I was going to do a video review. I had all this stuff lined up. I was going to get people over. We're going to record all the people playing. It was going to be a fun, like, review.
Well, maybe it'll be the first official review for blademode.com.
That's what I'm thinking. But
nice.
I just think of the big websites out there, like IGN, GameSpot, Giant Bomb. Revision 3 just started up not too long back, which has Adam Sessler. I love Adam Sessler, because I'm a faggot. But...
The first step is admitting it.
Yeah, the first step is admitting that you lick the fleshlight.
You lick the flesh.
But no,
flesh, south the wound.
As soon as Bo comes back, we get all kinds of fucked up again.
No, it's because we're here again, and when we were here, we talked about fleshlights and how crunchy chips were for about 2.5 hours.
Crunchy fleshlights?
So, crunchy fleshlights.
Oh, no.
All right, we're gonna stop it. We're going to stop with that. But no, I think that we could come up, this is a good opportunity to come up with something good and solid, and then we could try to really, from the get-go, we could hit the ground running, make something that is a... I've said faggot too many times to say respectable in this sentence, but respectable, you know, website that we could try to do something good with it. We could try to do something perhaps a little different than some of the major websites out there. And I just think that the starting point is having a good name and a good URL.
Yeah, that's well-rounded and not so pointed at one thing or another.
Well, which next I think on the list are two front-runners that have been kicked around
I think Blade Mode. Blade Mode is a little bit too pointed at a certain type of gaming.
Well, that, and I feel like Save Continue, anybody who hears that is like, oh, that's, you know.
That's brilliant.
Nobody so far has argued against that. And that means that if we have people going, oh, Blade Mode's stupid, then we're going to get a lot of people that we try to show the website to be like, nah, I'm not really
interested. I already said, if it's called Blade Mode, I'm not going to tell people I write for it. Like, that's an embarrassing... Oh, yeah, I write for Blade Mode.
I don't want to say it's embarrassing. Cause,
is there why in Blade Mode?
It could work. It could definitely work, but I just don't... It doesn't appeal.
It already has a strike against it for the just main appeal.
Yeah.
You have to kind of like look at it just... Like
I think if there's
else,
any opposition, any real opposition, it doesn't have a chance.
Well, what are the other two frontrunners?
Two more frontrunners. There's still plenty more to go through, but randomlootdrop.com.
That's pretty cool.
What about Random Loot? Or is that already gone?
I don't know. We're not going to look it up right now. Yeah. And along the save lines, this one, a lot of people aren't sure because of the S's, but selectsaveslot.com.
How about something like...
Because you really want to be the triple S.
our website is super.
Shit, I just had one. I lost it. Or like save file or something like that.
Again, it comes down to what's available, too. We, you know, like five of us were kicking around ideas for 2 hours, maybe more.
How about Hammerhead Game Shark?
We have two more crappy ones from Kyle. SeaOfEden.com. I think that sounds like a porn site.
Is he just trying to like name like crummy
sea
local bands?
Kyle, if you want to start a massage parlor, call it Sea of Eden. If you want to start a game website,
call it WeAreAGamingWebsite.com.
This one could be kind of okay, but it reminds me way too much of fucking Dude Bros. OrbitalStrike.com.
That makes me think of Command and Conquer.
Yeah.
But
to me it sounds like a college.
Thespiangash.com.
Our web guy had a good one. I think it's too Sonic related, but homingattack.com.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's a bunch here, just kind of different takes on each other. GlitchedEndgame.com, GlitchedGame.com, GlitchedGamers.com, EndgameGlitch.com.
What about Killscreen? Is there a Killscreen.com?
I'm sure there is. That's...
You shut up.
Look it up on your phone, you whore.
No.
They have...
All right.
We had CorruptSaveFile.com, CorruptSaves.com, SavedCorruption.com.
How about CorruptGamingWebsiteOwner.com?
I still like thisdomainisavailable.com, so... Or weareagamesite.com.
We are Wags, a game bitch. Site. Wags. Because not only that, because you could even just use, like, logo-wise, it could just be WAGS.
Yeah.
And Killscreen.com does not exist.
But is it available? That's the big thing. You could go to any website and nothing pops up. But
like, well, no, Metrocast says, sorry, Killscreen.com does not exist or could not be found.
Try going to Dreamhost and seeing if it's available.
Try going to Dreamhost
and... Suck a dick! SomewhereFarBeyond.com, which...
I wonder if we could...
Like
find
Somewhere
some
Over the Rainbow?
What about like an old game reference or something?
I wanted so bad... This one's taken. I wanted GiantEnemyCrab.com.
That would have been
awesome.
That's
taken. GiantEnemyCrabs.com
is free. $599.com?
$599
US dollars.
Another front runner is BustedConsole.com, which I think that's pretty good.
BustedCondom.com?
Yes, BustedCondom.com.
Busted.
That takes it straight to Babies R Us.
Why don't we do something like... You know what? Hold on. I'm going to find
a fucking searching.
Domain. Keep talking. I'm going to find a fucking domain name right now.
There's YGamesY.com.
We are a gaming site.com. I'm telling you. Honestly, I'm not being biased just because I said it, because I actually said it on a whim.
C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E, right?
Yeah.
But I think having an acronym is cool.
Boom. Acronyms are save-continue.com.
But then you'll have people go without the dash
and then
go
to nothing.
Captain Cocksucker's redirected website instead.
So what? I mean, that's...
Nah, it's too similar.
How about... Avoid it. All right, wait, I got it. Hold the phone.
Continue and save.
Well, I was wondering, we should look at old arcade game continue screens. Because some of them had some cool shit on it. I bet we could find something from one of those that
we could do it after the show.
Steal.
But
how about savecontinue.net?
No, we're not doing a .net. No,
It's already registered.
.x.
He probably registered all of them because he's
probably.
What about savecontinue.rocks or savecontinue.band?
We're not naming a band. I know this is what it feels like to me because I've named so many bands that I've been in at this point. Band.
SaveContinueMusic.com.
Yeah, music.
Or official. SaveContinueOfficial.com.
More recent one suggested, which I think is kind of okay, but kind of clunky, is GenerationABXY.com. I think it's just too long.
That ABXY.
It has potential if you could cut it down, but that kind of loses the point.
Generation AABB.
Generation up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
Yeah, that whole thing. Someone's going to type that whole fucking thing out.
And then there's people saying that it should be something that's not video game related at all. So we have a handful of those suggestions, too.
Wait, hold on.
Boo.
Who's the idiot that started suggesting non-video game related names?
The people who refer to websites like Giant Bomb.
Or like Destructoid.
Like, we're not Jeff Gerstmann.
I get you.
We're not high profile. We're not going to get away with... a random name.
Yeah, but he wasn't really high profile.
My immediate thought when someone's like, oh, something that's not gamery, like deadtortoise.com.
I take offense to that for being a vegan.
Oh, whatever. And then someone said welikecats.com.
I'm sure that's already taken.
Probably, but it's on the list.
Like what, Cash Cats? Cashcats.biz.
Cashcats.biz, that website is amazing.
So
everybody drop what you're doing right now and go look at cashcats.biz.
Yep.
I'd say we wait, but they can just pause us.
Pause us. No, seriously, why are you listening to us right now?
And then the last recent one, which I really like this one, I think this one has potential, is subtlereference.com.
Meh. Subtle reference to what? My penis?
Your fleshlight.
The fleshlight?
Yes, fleshlight. Subtlefleshlight.com. I like that one. I really think that one could work. It's quick.
It doesn't mean anything, though. Like it's not referencing anything.
Yeah. It's a subtle reference.
It's not really that subtle because you don't even know what the reference is.
That's what's subtle about it.
No, it's really alarming. Look at me. I'm a reference that has nothing referencing.
If you get the reference, you get it. But if not, it's just kind of subtle.
No.
I think we could all agree, though, that Blade Mode is the worst.
Yes, I will agree.
No, I think they were much worse than Blade Mode.
Okay, Blade Mode is near the bottom.
It is a front runner for the back runner.
It is the front runner for my asshole.
How about
see, he knows.
I like the sexy eyes Bogue just gave me when I said that.
How about cartridgeblow.com?
I was trying to think of something like that. Someone with the old
NES. I work at Cartridge NES. Blow.
Yeah.
I write for Cartridge Blow.
Blowmycart.com.
Blow my cart.
How about slam down, shimmy to the left? You know?
What about like miniboss.com?
I think that too close to the mini bosses.
So?
Endboss.com.
We're such assholes. we will stop being assholes on the podcast one day. Once we start getting listeners.
We'll be forced to. So if you want to,
I just we get to such a groove. And
if you want to keep listening to us being dickheads, tell all your friends not to listen.
No, tell all of your friends to listen. As soon as we get more than what is it at 2 listeners, we will
probably.
When did we double our listeners?
You've been gone.
Funny quick story. So
I leave and our listeners double.
I was working with some guys.
Our listener doubles.
That wanted to do tournaments for the video game store at the movie theater. They wanted.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so we. Ashley left.
She hates us.
I had a meeting with them, and the guy's like, "Oh, you know, ever since we announced we're going to do it, you know, our web traffic is like doubled." And I'm like, "Well, what does that mean? You could have had 5 people, you know," and he wouldn't let me see the charts. Like, he had his computer open. Every time I'd lean over, he'd kind of like scooch it away. And I'm like, "Well, look, like, I need to know these things. I need to know if this is worth my investment." And he, and I'm like, "So what? If traffic doubled and you had 5 people, that means now you have 10 people?" I'm like, "Whoop-de-doo. You know, why would I pay you $300-something or whatever for all the advertisement?" And he's like, "Yeah, actually, it was about that." And I'm like, "Fucking nice. I knew it. Like, I'm not gonna get jived."
It's funny this. That he actually admitted, like, "Yeah, dude, it was on the
road." Well, he knew that the two guys were very, very, like, I mean, I don't want to say they're very good salesmen, but I mean, when, you know, I myself have been a salesman for a long time, you see right through it. You look at somebody and it's like, "Well, you're trying to sell me." It's like, now I need to cut through the bullshit and be like, "I know what you're telling me is the truth, but you're putting a spin on it to make me want to give you money, and I need to make sure that it's worth my money."
You're putting a spin on it to make it a truth that sounds greater than it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody does that. It's the American way. Doesn't matter what industry.
I guess the real important thing is, Bogue, you're back. How are things?
Things.
Where have you been? What's up? How's things? How's life?
Life is, it's there. I'm alive. And spending a lot of time with my fiance, who's hanging out at a nursing home until she can put weight on her feet. And then she'll be going to rehab to learn to walk again. And it's a long process, I guess.
Have you wiped her yet?
It's not really something we need to talk about on the show, is it?
No, it's things are getting better.
Have you wiped yourself yet?
No, I have not wiped myself. I haven't had time to poop, so.
It's been 47 years and you haven't wiped yourself yet.
I don't know what that's
I'm only 35.
That's the fun part.
No, she's gone through two surgeries, both went well, and she's basically now in recovery.
Which is good, though. It's good that she, because for those of you that don't know, there was a car accident that happened, and things were bad, but things were not as bad as we originally found out. So
I know, actually, things were worse than we were told originally. a lot more breaks and fractures than they had initially known about.
But it's not.
But near the beginning, there was talk of possibly losing a foot.
No. That was a doctor just straight up fucking with me, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Really? Because that's not cool.
He went by an X-ray, which looked like,
you know, there was just no feet.
It looked like everything was turned 90 degrees, and you know he assumed it was just damn near ripped off. And wheeling her into surgery, goes, "I'll try to save the foot." I'm like, "Okay, bye, love." What? This is the first I heard that. So I'll
try to save the foot.
So they pretty much have her all buttoned back up, kind of like glued. They use this glue to glue bones together so that they heal on their own. She has a lot of metal rods, plates, and stuff.
She's alive. She has her feet.
She had no injuries aside from 4 broken ribs from the waist down. Or from the waist up.
I was gonna say,
wow.
Well, from the waist up. So
strange build.
So her head, neck, spine, everything was fine.
And that's really the crucial part.
Yeah. That was everything they were afraid of. So
yeah, no, I'm happy everything's working out. I'm happy you're back.
Yay!
You know, I'm hoping we're gonna see more of you.
Thanks.
I know the listeners hope to hear more of you.
Gross.
Even though you bring out the badness, you're a bad fucking influence. Really? Because no, I'm kidding.
No, you're the reason we talk about flashlights.
Well, because I'm a big supporter.
Anyway, well, real quick, back to the thing. What is our general consensus of what we would like the website to be? Do we have a consensus yet of what we would like it to be? I mean, we probably don't even have technical control for what it's going to end up.
I don't know.
But we could just go form our own one anyway.
We don't even know what's going on with us if you're really going to be moving away. Well, God damn you, Kunal, for stealing Tim.
Yay! I mean, hey, man. It's cool.
God, Kunal never even visits me, and now he's stealing you.
Well, I went out of my way to work for that, though. I told him, take me away.
Did you cup?
He picked me up into his arms and...
Did you cup the balls?
We flew away into 8-bit heaven.
All right, so anything else you guys want to talk about, or should we hop to the mail?
I want to hop to the mail. I'm anxious.
Well, I did want to mention that, you know, I think if we did get a... some kind of a sponsorship from Fleshlight. That our people are their people, basically. I mean, if you think about it.
Anyway,
who owns Fleshlights? But dudes who spend most of their time gaming and
listening to podcasts
and searching the web.
I think
they cry in a corner
on the name thing, and I'm gonna tell Kyle.
I mean, if you're a bodybuilder and playing beach volleyball and getting all kinds of bands, you don't own a flashlight.
You don't own a flashlight either.
Well, you don't need one.
Because you're on the beach.
You just have a guy follow you around. Because you just go, I'll snap your neck unless you shine your light everywhere I go.
So, flashlight, let's hold hands.
Call me. I'm going to tell Kyle this too, but I think that we should definitely... try to get Save Continue something like it going, because I think that's a really friggin' good name. And I mean, it's so obvious that the name was just stolen from us because of the politics that just happened. Yeah. And I don't think we should fucking stand for it. I don't think anybody working for the organization should stand for it. But I think that we should get the name or something so close to it that it's irrelevant. And that way we can all look at this guy and be like, fuck off.
But I think if we do that, we're just feeding into him and giving him his attention.
Let him come at us. What's he gonna do?
Bro, come at us, bro.
Come at me, bro.
I think we'd be better to move away from him completely and ignore his existence. Let him have this name. There's plenty more out there.
Yeah, let him pay into a website that he's not gonna do anything with.
Yeah, but
by the time this episode airs, we probably already have a name. Probably.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right, first email question.
Now, are you going back to the one that we skipped over from last week?
Yeah, there's actually two from last week, but the one is, really long and involved and is mainly about soundtracks, and I figure we'll hold on to that for when Kunal comes back.
Yeah.
So,
which I thought that person that emailed that question, and you're just going to have to keep listening for the next couple
of years. Well, that was Amanda.
Wait.
Because she likes sending us a lot of email.
Wait.
So her soundtrack question is going to sit in the inbox
just
for a while.
Just wait. Hold on.
The other one from last week.
I like the microphone has a hat. Or a toupee.
The other one from last week is from our buddy Will Morgan, who says, "Rawr, I'm a dinosaur."
No, you gotta read it in a British accent.
"Rawr, I'm a dinosaur."
That was like an Australian accent.
"Rawr, I'm a dinosaur."
"Rawr, I'm a dinosaur."
I don't know what accent that is.
"Rawr, I'm a dinosaur. Are you dinosaurs? What are your favorite dinosaurs, either from movies or from video games? Lots of love, your favorite Englishman / dinosaur, Will. Sent from my Sony Ericsson Xperia Play."
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for that, too.
Yeah, we will make fun of you.
Can I pick, multiples?
Go for it.
Can I pick all of Primal Rage?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
That game was so much fun.
My favorite dinosaur has been the Dilophosaurs. And I was very disappointed to find out that they don't actually have the frill like they had in Jurassic Park.
This would have been such a better question 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what was the third? It was a T-Rex.
That thing.
And it was a donkey, like a King Kong.
There's a snake-headed fucking dinosaur thing, too.
Was that what it was? I can't remember the third one.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, right now, honestly, I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to remember all the characters from Primal Rage and trying to pick, like, what one I use the most.
What about you, Joe?
Primal Rage is the one where the
I'm going with the destroy the city dinosaurs. Right?
No, no, that's Rampage.
Oh, I'm thinking Rampage.
Primal Rage is a fighting game where all of the characters are dinosaurs.
Oh fuck! I was thinking of
Rampage.
Rampage.
No, no, no. Yeah, like
what are those three guys?
Let me do
a
quick
lizard, a wolf man.
I gotta do
a wolf man,
a monkey.
I gotta do a quick search of the
Primal Rage
roster.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with dinosaurs from the TV show Dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
Sinclair family. I love that show.
For real? Seriously?
Awesome. Oh, wait. Here's a good name for a website. Fucking Bonus Meter.
Boner Meter.
Boner Meter.
Yeah.
We could totally warp that into Boner Meter.
There's
Bonus Meter. Ultra Meter. Something like that. Power Meter.
Cool. There's no cooler dinosaurs than the dinosaurs from The Land Before Time.
No, fuck that movie, man. That movie made me cry. Over and over.
No, there's like seven of them.
I need a picture, because I don't remember what they... the names do not help. I need to know what they look like.
All right, next question.
All right, next email is from Chris Taylor, who's actually the guy who hooked us up with that gimmick song last week.
Wait, Chris Taylor, as in, like, the guy who created Supreme Commander in Total Annihilation?
No.
No.
But he might be related to Chuck.
Let me see here.
He has sent us a bunch of SML suggestions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say STDs for a second.
So, the first one, he's a big fan of this game, Super Mario Land, duh, obvious.
Oh, wow. How did we not think of that?
Smacking My Lips. Shaking My Life, kind of like Shaking My Head, mixed with Fuck My Life. Alternatively, Screw My Life. Someone Might Listen. No, they won't.
Someone might listen. You know, so far, that is the winner.
The Someone Might Listen podcast. Wow, I'm writing that one down.
Before we get any further, it's kind of a tie between Vertigo and Diablo. Those are the two that I use the most. So,
okay.
From Primal Rage. So I can get off that topic in my brain. Thank you.
Saying My Lines. Strategic Missile Launcher.
Ooh.
Share My Link.
Share My Loins. Yeah.
Save Me, Link. What? Yo, bitch, Ma's coming over tonight, so prepare your house, because I'm sure she'll want to see you.
Why must you interrupt our important discussion?
When is your grandmother coming over to our house that we're not at right now?
When is your grandmother?
And then he sent one more, and there's no fucking way I'm going to be able to pronounce this. So
let me see.
I got it in the snake voice.
Snake voice?
So on.
Fuck you, Chris, for this, by the way.
Sequipedalian. Multiloquent. Loquaciousness. What?
Thanks, Chris.
Sequipedalian.
We're naming our show?
Well, no, people ask Tim, like, what's the SML,
like, what's the SML stand for?
So we're going to have a joke contest where you give us suggestions.
Now, the best is definitely Someone Might Listen.
We say it on every show.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is, too, and I can kind of understand this, too, because I've been invading a lot of the shows. So it's like...
You're pretty much like a cast member.
I'm pretty much
like standby medium right now, since Bug's busy with life.
But I mean, like... You know,
we might have to upgrade Bogue to large, put you at medium, and have Joe be extra large.
Why can't we make you extra small?
We could make me extra small, but that would be too much like what Burger King did with their drink system a while back.
Yeah, instead of going larger, they just made the large smaller.
Yeah.
We're small, medium, large, and you're like dollar menu.
How about small, medium, large, buy two plane tickets?
That's terrible.
Small, medium, large, bonus size.
Small, maybe fun size.
Hey, then small, medium, large, supersize me?
King size?
King size.
We'll get sued by Burger King. Yay, thanks.
No, because king size is also for like the candy bars and stuff.
All right. Off topic.
Well, then it would be fun size.
Hushy you faces. He also ends with, because it's SML, you could just call it small.
Small. Small.
Yeah, for...
Great work, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks, thank Chris, you, Chris,
for being a jack-off with that last one.
No, I'm gonna put that into Google Voice and see like what it says.
It'll explode. We'll put it in, it'll just say, fuck.
Oh my god, I can't say it on the air, but I'll tell you guys after, but I figured out what the prize is gonna be.
Fleshlights.
Well, no, because I've got some extra swag that I didn't get
rid of. Well, yeah, from I mean, we'll do a bunch of things, but I have one grand prize in mind, which I'll unveil in a bit.
I don't know.
Unless you want to just bleep it out or cut it out.
The only thing that's...
I don't know. I think we should announce something so that
they have something
to do. I can't announce this. It's too good. Unless you edit it out. You have to edit it out.
Just wait until afterwards because he'll forget to edit it out.
Yeah, that'll require work going in and finding it. Yeah.
All right.
That means I'd have to just listen to our later. Show.
All right, continue.
All right, next email from Amanda, our favorite. He says, here's a question for you.
Okay.
You know it's a good gaming session when blank.
Like last night when I was playing Diablo and I didn't go to sleep until about 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. because I was like, I'm just going to grind out these last couple levels for my wizard. See, when you lose track of time, that's what I'm going to go.
Okay. How about when you fall asleep with the controller in your hand?
Good at all because then the game's not...
Well, no, it's not good, but like I've done that a few times.
I'd say when the game surprises you, when you think you've got the game under control, and then it does something to completely like wake you up. You're like, oh shit! Yeah.
When the game actually scares you, horror movies don't scare me anymore, but a video game has it.
Yeah, like a solid twist in the gameplay or the plot that makes you that like hits you, and you're like, oh shit!
Like, well, you know what?
Aware of what you're doing all of a sudden.
Earlier today, when we were messing around with Monaco. And you were like, there's dogs?
Yeah.
What?
Like, I turned
he was losing his
dogs.
Mind. He's like, what
the that level is so tough.
I'm going to go simple and sweet with when you come. You know it's a good gaming session when you come.
Okay. Have you done that before?
I think we've nailed down the problem.
All right, next
we were all being good,
I'm never
and then
borrowing
you.
I'm never borrowing games from him ever again because I don't know what it's going to be covered in.
Salty, salty games.
A salty surprise.
I don't know why do you play your video games with your fleshlight on? I mean, seriously.
Nothing's on when I play my games. Buck ass naked
smile.
On the couch. The same couch that you sat on.
Oh, come on, man.
Anyway, next question.
I just made your WrestleMania memories that
next
much
question.
Worse.
Just watching it was bad enough.
I think, seriously, you know it's a good gaming session when the game stays in your system for a while.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a game that you don't
like,
want
you don't,
to stop playing.
Yeah.
Then you come back to over and over.
I think that's when you know it's a good gaming session. All right, next email from Joe Stratman, the guys that you guys DQ'd last week. He has two more entries.
Okay.
Oh.
He was unsure about the one because it has "of" in it, but I think that's an
incidental.
That's
fine. It's a minor.
He said, first pick is Summit of Mounting Lemurs.
Summit of Mounting Lemurs. Okay.
Oh, they're going to mount
us. That's a pretty good one. And he said, if that doesn't work, Sexual Molten Lava.
Sexual Molten Lava. I'll write that one down.
I like that one. That's a good one.
I'm keeping them, so.
Yeah, he's going to have a...
I know, but I'm keeping track of the good ones. What's his name?
Joe Strap. Just put Henry Jones.
Henry Jones.
Henry Jones and me.
I know Henry Jones.
Do you have a message for Henry Jones?
Do I have a message for Henry Jones?
Should I have a message for Henry Jones?
Folding your underwear?
Well, it turns out that the trifold worked out best, but I'm too lazy for it, so I do it
should
the
we,
half.
Should we tell that story quick?
No, we've already been so far off track today. We haven't even gotten to some of the news and what's been going on in gaming.
This is a Henry Jones story, though.
Henry Jones. I got a Henry
Let's keep
Jones.
Going, keep going, keep going.
It's a quick one. Fuck it.
I got a Henry Jones, oh baby. Ooh. Anybody else? Nobody's getting that reference? No? Basketball Jones, Cheech and Chong?
No, I'm. No. I knew.
We watch good movies.
Mr. Jones when he did that one.
Well, yeah.
By kind of I, close, but.
All right, next email from Taras Boutre, our buddy Pappy.
Taras.
First off, he has some podcast names.
Word.
First one is Somehow Mighty Lucky.
Mm. Mm. Sorry.
He has to audibly listen to like our distaste of his entries.
Sorry,
like, oh, they like this one. Oh,
I'll yeah, save number two for so last.
I thought it was good.
So yeah. We're like audibly rejecting people.
Well, he has a couple of them. So
kind of okay, mean. Well, go on, continue.
We are assholes.
Yeah. Scary Man Love.
I like that one.
Scary Man Love.
That's pretty normal.
And then I like this one. Slothfully Masturbating Leprechauns.
Slothfully
Masturbating Leprechaun.
Oh my god. That's
I didn't even know that was a word.
Bringing it back to Fleshlight.
That is a fantastic adjective. Slothfully.
So did you get that done? No. Why not? Because I was moving slothfully.
Slothfully. Oh no, Joe. I'm glad we're not videotaping this.
Oh no.
Slow jerk. You never slow jerk. No, you don't finish. Don't. No.
I am so uncomfortable right now.
All right, continuing on. All
right, actual question for us.
Okay.
He says, after beating BioShock Infinite and pre-ordering The Last of Us, I find that there are no games to really look forward to until maybe Battlefield 4 in November. Are there any summer/fall releases for PC or console that I'm overlooking? Yeah, a shitload.
Leviathan Warships.
Leviathan Warships. you need to see that.
Blood Dragon. Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Blood Dragon.
Monaco just came out. It's got delayed on Xbox, but that just came out on PC. Fez gets released on PC May 1st, which Phil Fish is a fucking idiot, but that game looks fantastic.
I don't think he has a 3DS, but there's a lot of 3DS stuff coming out.
Yeah, there is.
Mario and Donkey Kong.
I know
Kong,
Phil Fish doesn't.
Donkey Kong Country Returns, Animal Crossing, Project X Zone, Shin Megami Tensei.
Here's the big thing, too, is there might not be... Oh, Last of Us?
Well, no, he said he's got that pre-ordered.
But there's... Injustice just came out, too, which
Injustice
is actually
is
awesome. Injustice is amazing. And it has the nicest fight. The collection set came with the nicest fighting stick I've ever had.
If someone wants to do me a solid, if one of our three listeners want to do me a solid, and find one of the collector's editions with the fight stick,
the tournament edition,
and send one to me.
Nice.
I don't think anyone's going to just send it to you.
I will figure out some sort of repayment. You have no idea.
He'll be.
It's like, because the thing is, like, I've gotten some of those fight sticks before that you normally get with fighting games. The thing that I like so much about what they did with the Injustice one, it's a combination of two things, and it's one.
Well,
I love
let's
it.
Run through
it's
the
a,
features.
It's a bat top, which to me is like exactly what I want.
And
I hate
they don't
the ball top.
They don't make bat tops. In arcade sticks.
I don't know what bat
no.
is.
It's like this type of thing.
Yeah.
Other than,
it looks
instead
like
of a stick with a ball,
yeah.
It looks like a bat.
You know, like the Americanized
like almost, you know?
Okay. Ones. And the other thing is, too, also going along with the joystick, is it's a square gate. And what I mean by that is when you take the joystick and you go up, and then you go to the left, and go down, and rotate
there's
it
only four
around.
Corners
there's four
inside
corners.
Inside of the stick.
So it's a
instead
square
of
gate
eight?
Instead of eight or six.
See, what I really liked is it's the design of it. It's got a cord that you can detach and wrap up, which is nice. I don't like the ones that fit in a compartment, because they never really fit in very well.
Yeah. No.
Fit in fine from the factory, but as soon as
you're
never going back in.
It's got like a foam padding on the bottom. Not like the Mortal Kombat stick
that
had
baller.
Like cloth.
Yep.
This
and the freaking memory foam. Underneath.
This one has a thin piece of foam on the bottom, which is really nice because the whole bottom has grip. The plastic is like a rubberized plastic. The buttons light up. Like there's all of these features on it that I love because it's really easy to mod from what I've just glanced at so far because the bottom there's just the screws right there. The plate comes right off.
Yeah, and it's very customizable. It's very customizable. Huh. Now some of the past, like, Sandwall ones are very customizable as well. However, there's a lot more that you kind of have to put into it to make it your own.
Yeah.
This one is very, very streamlined. Like, taking the front faceplate off, and if you wanted to print out your own thing, because it's basically just a piece of plexiglass.
Yeah.
You can take out the thing that's underneath it, and then just print out whatever you want, put it underneath it, and now you've got your own custom fight stick. So you've got your own graphic underneath it. Which
I still wish America got the European statue from the collector's edition.
Right. I just really want that fight stick. All I'm going to be like thinking about for the next like month.
Yeah, it's nice. And the game, like I said, the game is fantastic. The way it's presented, the way it plays.
It plays really well. I was surprised by it.
The cutscene graphics are awful, but the in-game graphics are good. It's very bizarre.
And the story mode from what we were going through is very, very good.
The story mode is fantastic because it's like you're watching a DC comic
movie. Again, this is something that's out, not something that's coming up.
I know.
Well, it's very overlooked. It's only been out this previous week.
But anyway,
I don't even know if he's into fighting games.
I'm trying
to also help address him because he's the one asking.
Well, here's the big thing to point out too is that E3's in like a month and a half.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that they're going to be
we're going to find a lot of fall stuff then.
Not just fall stuff, but I mean, I bet that they're going to come out and be like, boom, here's what's coming out next month. Here's what's coming out the month.
Yeah.
There's going to be a
there might even be
titles.
Something that just goes, we're dropping this now. Next week. Yeah.
Let's see. Vita has Soul Sacrifice next week, which I'm fucking excited for that. Dragon's Crown is hitting the PS3 and Vita in August. And since I know he's a 360 gamer, let me look here. I know he's planning on picking up Dead Island Riptide.
I heard it wasn't getting reviewed that well.
No, neither did the first one. I mean, they appreciated that it was something new. The biggest complaints I see with this one is that it's more the same and they didn't fix anything, which that's exactly what I expected.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
Because of how quick the turnaround was. Metro's out next month.
Oh, yeah, Metro.
Evil Revelations hitting consoles next month.
That's a good one, too.
Fuse is out next month.
Nobody cares.
From Insomniac. It could be good.
Yeah, it could be good.
Could be good. I know he's excited for Deadpool because he loves Deadpool.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
I hate Activision, and I want to check that one out.
Wow.
It's under the radar, but Ride to Hell Retribution looks like an awesome Grindhouse-style game.
I haven't heard anything about that.
It's from Deep Silver again, guys behind Dead Island.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like it's going to be a B-movie game. The trailer looks hilarious.
Interesting. Yeah, it's all
biker style. Like a pissed off biker.
Yeah, I might dig that. Well, because the whole, like, well, I enjoy, like, the Suda51 stuff. And
so. Yeah, Suda51.
It might have, like, if it's a Grindhouse-esque type of style thing, then it should incorporate some of that kind of...
Yeah, we could check out the trailer after the show, but...
yeah, definitely.
Saints Row in August.
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, that's soon.
Yes.
August, yep.
Holy shit.
Along with Splinter Cell's August.
Splinter Cell looks pretty wild, actually.
Forgot this one, July, the Smurfs 2.
Nice.
Smurfs 2?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hold on.
Smurfs number two or Smurfs as well?
I think that's the one that Way Forward is working on, so it could actually be a solid game. There's a chance that a shitty licensed game might actually be decent.
That's very strange.
And then the fall, of course, you're going to see Grand Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed, Black Ass, and Bogue, good news for you, October, Batman Arkham Origins.
Oh, cool. I haven't played Arkham City yet.
You should.
I still have to. I need to
play Arkham City. As well.
I played whatever the first.
Arkham Asylum. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to play Arkham City because I heard it was baller.
I just love Batman. Batman's so hard.
So yeah, Pappy, there's a lot of shit coming out that you should care about.
Yep. Basically.
And even if there's nothing that appeals to you, go back into your back catalog. Everybody has one.
Yeah. Not to mention the fact that there is some DLC that's going to be coming out for some games that you might already have.
Yeah.
That's going to be really interesting.
Like you guys said, Monaco's coming to 360.
The Borderlands, the new guy that's coming out, the Psycho.
Borderlands stuff is nuts.
We saw it at PAX.
Did they show the character?
Oh yeah, they showed.
They showed us the first character. They showed a playthrough. They did like a live playthrough.
Wow, yeah,
it was nuts. It was fucking crazy.
He can light himself on fire.
Yep,
that's one of his trees. Is lighting himself on fire.
I know it was all melee based.
No,
it doesn't have to be.
Oh, I know it doesn't have to, but that's how he's geared.
You don't have to.
That was one of the things that they actually addressed at the PAX thing. Was they were like,
doesn't have to be melee.
Yeah, because they were like, well, as soon as everybody sees it, they're like, well, I want to use guns. And then they're like, well, no, you can.
It's just everybody, his strength is melee.
His strength is melee, but there is a lot of stuff that you can do with him that's really crazy.
His strength
by using
is being
guns.
Up front and in the center of all of the chaos. That's his strength.
Yeah. He's the tank.
Basically, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
And then Pappy ends the email with, enjoying your show, guys. Keep up the moderately passable work.
Yes. Perfect way to put that.
Which
Thank you.
High praise for us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, whenever we have a Crunchcast.
Crunchcast.
When we say Crunchcast, that's the warning for nonsense. That's the nonsense warning from now on.
Yeah.
You should post this one as Crunchcast number two.
Crunchcast 2, The Return of Bogue.
Crunchcast 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Crunchcast 2, Return of the Crunch.
I was just going to follow it up with what the final post on the Gaming Vault was for me.
Dicks. I saw that.
Yeah. And then one final email from Stefan Harris, our buddy Black Chad. He says, my question is, have you checked out the SideQuest Indiegogo project lately and downloaded the intro game Black Chad made?
No, it's not.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Would have been awesome if you gave us a link. Our friends in X-Strike Studios were making a movie a couple years ago called SideQuest, mm-hmm. which is a take on role-playing games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it kind of crashed and burned, and they made a documentary about the movie and it never coming out.
Oh, cool.
Well, our friend Black Chad is going to make a homemade RPG based on what the movie would have been. So he's running an Indiegogo project right now.
It's kind of cool.
He has the full blessing from X-Strike. They're pretty big on board with it. I think he's about halfway there. He's only asking for $3,000 to get the game done, released, all this other fun stuff. He has
that's
a bunch of...
That's very impressive.
Yeah, he has
a
bunch...
Yeah, if you can get that done in $3,000... The hat's off.
It's obviously not going to be a super high...
Well, right, but still, I mean, like...
It's one guy doing it. And I, you know, what I've seen so far, the screenshots, looks good. He has a playable, I don't know if it's a demo or a test or an opening level. He has something up. I haven't really been able to find out how to, like, download and any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Word.
But I wish he would have given us a link, because I would have plugged it.
Well...
It's SideQuest on Indiegogo.
So, Google.
If you Google's have, your if best you have friend. Him on Facebook, and chances are, if you're listening to this show, you know who Black Chad is.
Or you are him.
But, yeah.
He
talks about
That's
it.
Like some Inception shit. My head just exploded.
I know he talks about it on Facebook a lot, but I would love to see him hit his goal, and hopefully Ashley and I could contribute a few bucks to it, too. He's even some of the higher tiers, like, he'll put you in the game as an NPC.
Sweet.
I
always wanted to do
he's
that.
He's
going to
do a printed map. So, check it out. Hopefully we'll have a link in the description, since I don't have... He didn't email me a link.
Since he dropped the ball.
Son of a bitch. Fuck you, Black Chad.
I need to point out something. Hell, we are 56 minutes into this podcast already.
Oh, what do you mean already?
that flew by.
Well, yeah, but there's... How much quality stuff?
Well,
there is nothing quality in this episode.
What we need to do for now and too is we need to save reader mail for last. Because that'll be the padding. That'll be the padding at the end.
It's true.
There's some other news that happened this week.
Microsoft announced that they're going to announce the Xbox next month.
They announced the announcement. Yeah.
What the
Was it May 21st?
May 21st, 10 a.m.
Which is a Tuesday, Pacific. And we record on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
So awesome timing. High five, bro.
Well,
it'll be like that Sony one that we did.
We could get together on Tuesday.
We'll get together on Tuesday, yeah.
And, maybe even release it early that week.
Yeah. Maybe
vagina.
We'll try to make sure
like
to set aside.
Like a vagina.
We'll try to make sure to set aside.
A lot of high fives going around here. A lot of high fives today.
High five, Bogue. High five.
Wait, four-way high five. You fucker, you didn't get in on it.
That's just too much.
He's not into the high five.
Too busy shipping.
No,
high five.
So Microsoft announced that.
High
4G. I'm 4G. Really, really curious to see what they're going to pull off. I mean, I say to top Sony, which is a joke.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But at the same time, I'm worried because there's so many rumors swirling, which I don't think they're going to do the online only thing. I really think that's just for the dev kits, and I think that the devs came out and were like, oh, well, you have to connect it to the internet all the time to use it. But that was a dev kit restriction, I think. That's my theory.
I would hope so. I'm concerned about the talk that it's going to be connect mandatory.
What?
No.
There's no way in hell.
It's going to come packaged with the new Kinect. and the Kinect must be hooked up.
No.
Let me put it to you this way. They'll lose so many people, mainly just because the Kinect doesn't even register in certain rooms.
Well, it's going to be a new sensor.
This is the next generation of this. Remember how impressive the Kinect was when we first saw it? It was like, wow, this is really neat. And it still is pretty neat. It's just slow. And here's why, the technical reasons why it's slow is because they didn't build the 360 to take advantage of the Kinect.
Right.
They built the Kinect to take advantage of the 360.
Okay.
Technically. They realized that they could not pull the specifications, like the they didn't want to pull processing power from the 360
to take care work, of the yeah.
To do the workload of the Kinect.
Yeah.
The Kinect itself, all the processing power for what it does is in that unit. Which was a mistake.
Yeah.
It worked, but that's the problem. Like, when you have the Kinect hooked up to a PC and you're using a dev kit, it's unbelievable what you can do with it. And that's just the first generation of the tech.
Yeah.
I think
the,
that...
The way I'm going to see this, it's going to be like the Wiimote to the Wii Remote Plus. It's what you got and what you expected.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be even better than that, because I think we're going to start seeing a lot of the things they wanted to do with the Kinect that they couldn't.
That they couldn't,
yeah,
because
the stuff
of hardware.
You expected, yeah. The stuff yeah. they showed off.
Yeah.
That's what we expected.
But I think the Wiimote, because I still expected the Wiimote to be a lot better, and it's still, even with the Wii Motion Plus, it wasn't. You know, I'm
I
still
think the
waggling.
Wii Motion Plus is a hell of a lot
It's a hell of a lot better, but you're still waggling.
But
you know what
that's,
I mean?
That's
well,
what it is.
That's your hands, too.
That's,
I mean,
that's
like,
what the thing does.
So I think that if they make the Kinect mandatory to be hooked up, I don't think they're going to force you to use it.
No, I don't think it's going to be forced into every game, but it's going to be... It's going to have to be plugged in to be
and
used.
I think the reason why they're doing that is because the tech is going to be so much better that they're going to want a way to give you the option of being like, you know, try this.
Yeah.
You have it there. Just give it a shot when you're bored.
Just squeeze that invisible booby.
Because that... Well, yes, squeeze the invisible booby.
I'm going to slap that ass.
What that's going to cause is... It's going to cause some people who like the Kinect, who the Kinect is marketed for, to try it and be like, wow, I really like this. It's going to open up that market a bit more. But I think that Microsoft needs to really... They need to really do some cool shit to... Because like right now, if I wanted to buy a console, like... With what I just know from speculation of the next Xbox, the PlayStation seems more like, if I didn't do PC, the PlayStation right now interests me, because what it's doing is it is a continuation of the PlayStation 3, which hit its stride. The PS3 is a good system. It's not, I don't think it's better than the 360, but it's a good system.
Yeah.
And what they're doing with the PS4, I think, is really neat, because they're bringing people together more with this. And they're making it really like, when I play League of Legends, when I log on, if one of my friends is playing a game and I have to wait for him to finish, I'll spectate the game.
Yeah.
And now I can do that. Like, I could, you know, if him and I want to play something on the PS3 or PS4 and we both have it, I could go and hit that share button or whatever and go and view his game
yeah.
while his round finishes.
But my concern with that is, how many times has Sony overpromised and underdelivered in the past?
Oh, all the time. But,
I mean, Sony hype alone killed the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Just hype.
Mm-hmm.
And the system came out, and it's like, this is nothing like what they told us it would be.
Yeah, but the PS2 is still the shit.
Oh, it's a great system. Hardware-wise, you know, it's kind of shitty, broke a lot.
Yeah.
Which people forget. They're like, oh, Red Ring is the worst thing to ever happen. Like, have you owned a PS1
never.
Or two?
We make some money off of broken PS2
really?
Still in the stores.
I've had so many laser issues with my PS2s.
Never. I had my PS2 from launch.
I think I'm on my 8th PS2.
Oh, my God.
Because the laser keeps dying.
Well.
Maybe I got really lucky.
Probably.
Because, like, I've never.
It's powered by your fleshlight.
Like, right now.
Maybe.
Other than, because right now where Microsoft sits is they have to match that.
Yeah.
To compete, they have to match. And then to win, they have to exceed.
I'm concerned they're going to pull a Nintendo and go in their own direction.
There is a lot of talk of them going in their own direction with this whole centerpiece of the living room thing.
Yeah, which I'm worried about.
Which I'm like, that's interesting, but I don't care. Because the majority of the gamers out there don't watch television anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't watch TV. Like,
I mean, I like the idea, I like the option and the functionality, but like, And I think that that might bring back things like the Netflix party idea.
God, I wish. I miss Netflix parties so much.
I think that they might...
I never got to do that, and I really wanted to.
That was the best ever.
But I think they have to do something really wild to sell me on it, because I will buy one of the new consoles, but I'll only be able to afford one. You know, so... I'm one of the consumers that they have to convince.
Well, I'm probably going to have both of them. But honestly, at this point, if it comes down to picking one or the other, based on what I've heard of the next Xbox, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to be PS4.
Yeah, and that's...
And I'm a diehard 360 fan right now.
So am I. Like, I love
compared to the PS3. Like, I wish the PS3 would explode forever.
It could, if you set them properly.
And there's so much about the PS4 that I am insanely pissed off about. Mm. Like, the whole, all your PS3 and PSN stuff isn't going to work. Some people I talk to at GameStop insist that they're apparently working on trying to make it happen.
Well, look at what happened with the PS3 with it.
I'm guessing all the backlash hit, and they're like, maybe we should look into...
The PSN, the downloads should.
No, they won't, because they're built for the PS3.
Well, here's the weird thing about that, though, is my PS1 Classic, the only one I own, which is Symphony of the Night,
yeah.
I bought that way back when the PSN, started, when that came out. And downloaded it on my PSP.
Yeah.
I also downloaded it on my Vita.
Yeah.
I also downloaded it on my PS3.
Yes.
It's possible. I know it's possible. And I don't think that they will lock it out completely. I think there's definitely going to be things.
I think PS1's a different architecture where they've had that work on everything. Mm. But PS3 games and PSN games designed to be played on the PS3... are based on the PS3 architecture.
Yeah.
And they're going with an all-new chipset and manufacturer and all this other stuff. And
yeah, that's great, but shouldn't it be over-compensating for what they have
before? Here's the funny thing
about... Not if it's not compatible. It's like PS3 doesn't play PS2 games because they're completely different manufacturers.
Here's the problem with the PS3 was that it wasn't even anywhere near the mark of a normal game console. The PS3 used the Cell processor, and it was completely... Every piece of that hardware was pretty much completely proprietary.
And they're not doing that with the PS4.
No, or the Xbox. The Xbox and the PS3 are actually nearly identical chunks of hardware now. They're just they're just modified PCs. That's all they are.
But that's the thing with PS3 stuff not working. They've already... When it was announced, they confirmed that nothing for the PS3 and nothing on PSN will work on the PS4.
Yeah.
They already confirmed that. That was announced, confirmed. People can deny... They confirmed it.
Basically, buy new shit.
Well, see,
I'm thinking the backlash is making them reconsider and find a way to make it happen.
Yeah.
Which would be nice, considering we've spent 7 years buying PSN stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna... We'll see. It'll be interesting. The other news, Monaco. Monaco came out on PC this morning.
Not for 360.
Not for 360 yet.
Which sucks. Poker Night 2 came out.
I didn't play that yet.
All right.
Monaco is fun as shit, though.
No, this... The Poker Night, the first... Who was in Poker Night 1? I know the one guy from Penny Arcade was...
Gabe or Tycho.
One of them. But Poker Night 2...
Archangel? Gabriel?
The Archangel Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel was...
Peter Gabriel.
Not to be confused with any other Archangels.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel was on Poker Night. Huh. I would play the fuck out of that game. every time that he won the pot, he would be like, Sledgehammer! I love that we thought of the same thing at the same time. It's great. We have a connection. It's cute.
Let's see, the first one...
So what about the Xbox would make you... Like, we slammed... The PS4, hardcore.
Because not that long ago, announcement was so...
Well, the announcement was shitty.
Yeah, and
I don't think it was as shitty as you guys thought.
Now that I've had time to process it, there's still a lot that has me pissed off about the PS4.
Well, you said it was just as shitty as we did back then. Remember that day?
No, you guys thought it was shitty. I thought it was whatever. It just felt like a continuation.
No, you thought it was shitty.
Hold on, I'm going to bring up the old episode.
We'll have to pull it up, because I don't remember being that upset about it.
We all straight up just made fun of it. Like, for an hour.
I hate the fucking controller.
I think
the controller looks fine.
Belly buttons, thumbsticks.
You didn't like the way that the controller looked
I hate the fact that the controller looks like
a PS3
they
made the controller with a thing on it.
They just fucking slapped this thing in the middle of it, and that was it.
But and the light on the top.
What did I miss? I had to walk away. The listeners didn't see that. What did I miss about the Xbox that would make you go with the PS4, aside from the Kinect?
Just all the rumors so far is the heavy focus on Kinect. There's been talk about it being always online,
which is probably not going to happen.
But yeah, I can't see that other happening big thing,
again, it's all rumor.
The other big rumor is that it has, on the specs, it has an HDMI in as well as an out, which the theory is that you're going to be able to use it as a DVR. Which means that you have your cable box, whatever in your house that's bringing in television signal. You're going to be able to plug it into the Xbox and then plug it back out to your TV
and run it stuff through onto the Xbox itself.
You're going to be able to plan and record things onto your Xbox. And then I'm assuming, like what Netflix Party used to be, you're going to be able to share some sort of viewing experience or be able to pipe out. Oh yeah, that's why I think it's far fetched. But
no way,
they've had the idea before, and I wouldn't be surprised. Because
I mean, about it. What if like someone was like you get a series like
no, I Game completely understand. Yeah, like completely that. Understand what you mean. Where you're going already.
Yeah, yeah. So you understand, but I'll explain it in brief to people that don't
but
know where I'm going.
It wouldn't be that difficult for them to make a little partnership and bump up the cost of Xbox Live or have another tier of Xbox Live.
But my thing is like, well, what I was going to get at to tell him was, what if, you know, you have a series like Game of Thrones or something like that. What is that on? Like HBO or Showtime or something? One of those premium channels. So if you're going to route that through your Xbox and you're going to record an episode of this and you're going to like, oh, well, I want to share it with my one buddy, but he doesn't actually have that channel, and he's going to get around paying his cable company's cost for that channel so he can watch it with his buddies on his. I don't see that happening.
Well, that's why.
But as long as he wouldn't be able to record it, because otherwise it'd be no difference than Joe coming over to my house and watching HBO with me.
Well, see, that's where this would open up a whole other can of worms of piracy and what it actually means to steal or pirate a copy of something.
But again, this is all hypothetical.
Yeah, but I think on the hypothetical trail, I think that it would be completely reasonable for Microsoft to say, we're unveiling another tier of Xbox Live where you can do that. And some of that, they would be basically paying a certain licensing fee to allow.
See, I'm already it's tough for me to just pay for. Like, I haven't had Xbox Live
but they don't care
in
about
like 2 years.
They've made that clear. They don't care about
it. I understand that, but it's just like.
With the listener?
No,
I don't have gold because I don't want to pay monthly for something that I don't know if I'm actually going to use.
Then don't pay monthly. Buy a year.
Yes, I'm going to waste, like, what, is 50, 60 bucks or something like that?
How much did you find it for? 35 we got it?
35 for 13 months.
35 bucks.
Okay, with that much money, I could just get myself a game to play. Okay.
35
that I think I would
divided
get
by
more enjoyment out of
that's 67 cents a week.
Yeah,
but you would you need to have
price. It's not that expensive.
You need to have internet basis. Too, so you got to pay your internet bill.
Yeah, but that's
I feel that the price of gold is worth what you get.
Oh, I definitely
agree. Discounts
alone.
Well,
here's the other thing that they could be doing with the HDMI in and out is this could be a piece of what Microsoft wishes to do with their sharing possibilities to compete with Sony. I'm just saying, like, for instance, capture cards are a big deal. A lot of the dude bros that play Call of Duty, really hardcore gamers like to try and output what they are.
I think we're spending too much time on this HDMI thing because there's another feature, another rumored feature that we haven't hit yet, which is that all games are going to be mandatory installed to the system and you don't use the disc once it's installed.
There's no way.
Was in the paperwork.
The hard drives would have to be enormous.
Every game would have to be activated, and there is no used games.
Oh no!
I guarantee you,
1,000% that will not happen.
Yeah. Presumably, unless you buy a pass from GameStop or from Xbox Live to reactivate that game on a different console. This is like the leaked paperwork that came out. This was in
there. It won't happen.
That all games are fully installed to the hard drive and you no longer use the
disk. I will tell you why that won't happen right now. Because Sony's not doing that.
So?
Yeah, all right, so I'm a consumer.
So they'll lose the console.
I'm a gamer.
That alone.
Didn't we have this huge discussion on Microsoft doing its own thing that Sony doesn't do? Two months ago,
that Microsoft might do its own thing, but this is a whole different discussion. If I'm a gamer, right? If I'm a normal kid, senior in high school, college kid, whatever, that might go out and purchase his own system. I can only buy one, or I'm somebody and I'm looking at mom and dad for Christmas, and I'm like, I want the PS4 or the Xbox, and I find out that okay, on Xbox, once I buy a game, I cannot trade that in, which is a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not just important to that industry.
Or even, I can't even have my buddy let me borrow a game to see if I want it.
But don't forget, Microsoft doesn't make money on that, so they don't give a fuck about you if you're not buying
it. But here's the problem. This is why they give a fuck about you. Because if I realize I cannot trade my game in, like, oh, fuck, if I buy that, like,
I'm stuck with it forever.
I paid $60 for it. If it drops in a week, I can't do anything. Like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy the PlayStation.
Which is why people see these reports and rumors and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But
he's saying there's no way it's going to actually happen because they'll basically just shoot themselves in the foot and be like, thanks for letting us be a game console for however many years. And we're not one anymore after we fucking release this.
And what if they do?
Then Microsoft will cease as in the game console business.
I guess we'll find out in a month.
Yeah, I guarantee. I absolutely.
There's no way it's going to happen.
And this is another reason why, because.
Oh, I don't want it to happen either. I don't want that. I'm seeing what I've read online.
I know, but here's the other reason why it won't happen too, is that I'm GameStop, right? The largest gaming retailer in the world. They are the ones who market the games, try to get you to pre-order the games. They are the reason why game sales basically exist at such a high point we have now. This is the
industry. And that's why they'll have an agreement with Microsoft to sell those activation passes.
No, they won't even carry the console.
They won't, and here's why. When the rumors started, their stock dropped an extreme amount of points. So those shareholders in that company will say, hey, if you're going to do this, we will not stock your products. We won't stock your products at all, and your business will dry up overnight. Whereas we will put more emphasis on the Sony PlayStation, which therefore will help them get a huge ground control over the new Xbox console. It can't happen. There's absolutely no way. If they do, it's absolute suicide.
This is secondhand information from someone who talked to a Microsoft rep at a GameStop convention, and they said that they would have some kind of agreement to sell these activation passes or whatever is needed. No way.
It was probably talked about, but never implemented.
We don't know.
I know.
We'll find out in a month.
Debating it is leading to unfunny material. Doesn't have to be funny material. Yes, it has to be informative.
Oh, make a dick joke.
Or it doesn't have to be.
I have one. He has a joke. I mean, no. I'm just bugged out that I just got the 360 and all of a sudden.
I think Boj would just be.
I mean, I have been behind the times.
And he couldn't trade it in.
Yeah, I didn't like this curve or something.
Oh, I wanted to tell you about the characters in Poker Night at the Inventory. The first one was PC only. It had Tycho from Penny Arcade, Max from Sam and Max, the heavy weapons guy from Team Fortress 2, and Strong Bad.
Nice.
And then the new one just came out for...
I was surprised.
This is really fucking awesome.
This is a wild roster.
Yeah, let's see. It has Brock Sampson from The Venture Brothers, Claptrap from Borderlands, Ash from The Evil Dead.
Oh, wow.
Sadly not voiced by Bruce Campbell.
Oh,
and
what?
Then, nope, not Bruce Campbell.
Fuck!
And then Sam from Sam and Max. And then the dealer is GLaDOS from Portal. It's friggin' insane. It looks insane. It's out.
It just came out in the membrane.
Insane in the brain!
Thank you.
I can't help it.
I'm kind of bummed that it's $5 on PC, but $10 on console.
Then that sucks. PC Master Race. What? Dude, it's crazy. Like,
you guys are so retarded.
Hey, man.
I do like the exclusive content. I like the exclusive content. You can unlock hats, or not, yeah, on PC you can unlock hats for Team Fortress.
The hat economy.
Xbox 360, you get avatar items. Which PS3 nobody uses. Just gets some shitty things. I'll use avatar items. PS3 gets some shitty things.
I changed my avatar on my Xbox. I actually had like a couple like gamer points or whatever, the Microsoft points. I had a couple left over, and I bought a Soundgarden t-shirt for my avatar. Okay.
Nice.
Slipknot one from Guitar Hero.
Every single game or picture or anything that involves my avatar, even though when I go into the avatar maker and it's saved to have that shirt, doesn't show it anywhere.
I always see mine in the game.
I never see it. I
don't know.
It's just it defaults to like something else.
You pay $12.99 a month.
I had my character with a Slipknot shirt in Kinect Sports, so
that's cool.
I was playing. I think it was Kinect. No, the Kinect Adventures.
Well, then you're probably broken.
I don't know.
I just don't like the fact that I couldn't make my avatar fat. it kind of bummed me out.
That's funny.
I want to be usually don't do that. I want it to look like me. It kind of looks like
skinny you.
Skinny me.
Skinny. I will call him skinny me.
Yeah, and then. All platforms, you can unlock different outfit items for Borderlands 2.
Oh, that's cool, actually. Awesome. That was one thing I really liked about the Borderlands thing, because I hated that, like, all in the first one. I hated in the first one every single person looked like the fucking... I'm like, eh. I'm a sucker for customizability. So it's like, you give me a game where I could really, like, fuck with the character that I'm playing, and, yeah, I'm happy. Just saying. That was like actually not just because of the customizability, but also the gameplay. I used to play Skate 3 religiously.
Yeah.
Like, that game's awesome.
Not leave my Xbox for a solid year and a half.
I don't even like skateboarding, but that game's awesome.
It's so, like, the physics was really cool. I love that they actually left in a lot of really, like, crazy glitches, because finding some of the glitches was just as fun as playing the actual game.
If anybody wants to laugh, go on YouTube and look up Skate 3 glitches. You will die.
Yeah.
You will die laughing. They are, like, some of the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Some of the best glitches I've seen in video games ever.
And they're all hysterical. Every one of them will have you in stitches.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, like, I used to skate when I was younger, and, you know, I played, like, pretty much every single one of the Tony Hawk games up until Tony Hawk Underground 2.
Thug 2.
Because Thug, the first Underground was probably, other than the Skate series, was probably the best skateboarding game. But then as soon as Skate came out, the first one came out, blew it out of the water, and I'll never play a Tony Hawk game for the rest of my life.
Mm.
All right, well, I think we've gone on long enough. Should we wrap this up?
Yes.
Bogue, it was good having you back as a special guest.
Oh, thanks. I'm a special guest.
Depending on what's going on with me next week, maybe we can do it again here.
All right.
If things are...
Word bird. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, just because it's weird not having you.
We miss you.
Aw, we got tears going on.
Pappy kept asking when we're going to shave your back on the show.
Oh, well.
No, we got to wax his back.
We're going to have to wait until
if we wax your back, we'll wax my chest.
We'll send it in.
Wax my nips.
Is anything on your chest?
I have a falcon. It starts right here, and it's like the tail, and then it comes up, and the wings go out over my nips, and nice. Then there's a little head at the top.
What we'll do is we'll take duct tape and we'll put it on Bogue's back and rip it off, and that will be one of the things that we send in for the prize.
Oh, no. A lock of Bose's hair we didn't say from where.
No, still attached to the duct tape. Oh. Just send it like that.
We frame that duct tape.
Or use that to seal the envelope.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think it would stick anymore.
It could.
No.
I'm a terrible person, what can I say?
I mean, it just gets worse.
Oh, wow, that's pretty gnarly.
I
that's just like, on your arm, like too. Like,
it's like your back hair is trying to come around to the front to hug you.
Yeah, it is.
I think that could be a fun show idea. It's just the waxing of Tim and Bogue.
We're going to have a drunk cast one day. We'll have a party cast. We'll do another big group party cast before I move, for sure.
I still think we got to do a Cards Against Humanity cast.
We'll do that.
That would be fun.
But coming up, like
I have all the
expansions. Like I said, I talked to Cornell about having him come back.
We'll do like a day thing. We'll record a long podcast like we did the last time.
Double it up or something.
Yeah, and we'll do some neat stuff. So maybe even for the Xbox thing, we'll have him come in.
Maybe.
That'd be fun. It would be interesting, too, because him going into the games industry, he might have a unique perspective on what he has to say about the future of Xbox Live and downloadable content. So.
Goddamn Kunal. Anyway, featured song this week, since I'm still on an Earthbound kick, it's going to be an Earthbound remix from my almost decade-old Earthbound remix project called Bound Together. This song is called Dilemma to Cafe by my buddy Zeratul, with guitar work by Diggy Diss, and the entire project can be downloaded at wushuplayer.com/boundtogether, and you can check the link in the description. Get it, listen to it, it's a whole shitload of free music.
Yay, free music!
Yay! Thank you.
All of the extra stuff at the end is just going to be nothing but a bunch of crunches.